I'm Jamie Seeker, and this is What It Takes. Each episode, I sit down with real business owners to talk about their journey, the wins, the challenges, and everything in between. Let's dive in.
Welcome back, everybody, to Business Owners Tell All. We are talking about What It Takes. It's a podcast where real business owners open up about the journey, the wins, the struggles, and what it really takes to build something from the ground up. Today, I'm so excited because we're diving into something that we're all feeling: burnout, busy work, and the constant flood of information. Our guest is someone who didn't just find a way through it, he built a system for it. Seva Ustinov is the founder of CEO of Ellie Analytics, and he's based out of the Bay Area. He spent nearly 20 years in performance marketing, managing teams, campaigns, and chaos until he hit a breaking point. But instead of scaling with more people or more meetings, he took a totally different route. He built an internal AI operating system that now powers his entire company. We're talking about AI agents, automated workflows, and yes, how to replace repetitive work with something smarter. But what makes today's conversation special is that we're zooming in on something you might not expect: HR, because building an AI-powered company isn't just about tools. It's about how people work together, how they grow, and how they stay aligned. So let's get into it. Welcome, Seva. How are you today?
Oh, thanks for coming here. Doing well? Yeah, ready to dive in.
Yes. Well, so then let's start at the beginning. Where did your journey into business and marketing begin? Like, what led you to eventually build Ellie Analytics?
Actually, like before Ellie, I've built my own digital marketing agency and scaled it to 100 employees plus. It took like 15 years, I think. So actually, I started my first business when I was a student, me and my co-founder and the whole team back then. And then we grew up together as friends, as team, as business, and ended up with like 15 million revenue company.
Wow.
But that was in Russia, and now I'm doing it all over again with tech business in United States.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you spent nearly two decades in the performance marketing world. What were some of the biggest challenges that you kept running into that made you think, okay, there's got to be a better way here?
I mean, that first business was a professional services business, closer to consulting than to like a factory or product business, and with like tens and then over 100 employees. Like that, like it's a, like building a professional services business is a constant struggle. You either don't have enough clients, or you don't have enough skilled team members, or not enough leaders to manage teams and be responsible for things. So like it's a constant roller coaster. And I think that was the main struggle back then. And also, like, I didn't have like much experience. I had like 1 or 2 years of part-time work experience before starting my own business.
Wow.
So I basically learned from on the go and from our clients, just diving deep into how they do work, how they build their business, and how we can help them, and also like getting some insights on how we can build things.
And yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
And that changed, like every few years, my whole work changed. Like I started, like we're doing basically like a freelance project on web design and ads and SEO. So it was relatively easy just talking to clients, providing services with a few team members. Then I found myself like with 20 team members. Like, how do you manage that without any like real experience? We shrink down to, I think, 16 and rebuild the whole thing around like fewer larger clients where we are responsible for everything, like outsourced marketing, performance marketing teams, responsible for the, not performance marketing, user acquisition teams. So we're responsible for driving revenue from digital channels and everything in between. And I'm not sure if I want to like go deep into the professional services world because like that's crazy.
Oh, but no, okay.
Yeah, but at some point, like, okay, first I learned to provide services myself. Then I learned to manage small teams. Then I learned how to build teams that can run autonomously without much of my involvement. Then I learned how to build systems and leadership levels and delegating things. Like that was really hard to like change basically how I do my work. I had to get rid of all my previous habits and knowledge and redo everything again around, like there's this idea, like what is my object of focus? First, it was clients and projects. Then it was my team members. Then it was teams and team leaders. And then it was focus on like systems, motivations, feedback loops, OKRs and goals and management styles. And changing that over time, that was hard. Because your previous experience doesn't help much you with the next level every time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're learning that on the fly, but that's a pretty good breakdown of your phases of growth. I think that was a wonderful, you know, you absolutely did it, I think, in the right order. I mean, it's kind of amazing that you did it on the fly. but now you describe Ellie as an AI-first company with its own internal operating system. So you're starting this in the last phase of what you cultivated over the last 15 years, right? So can you break that down in terms of like, what does your day-to-day actually look like for you within this operating system now within your company?
So we actually like a 30 plus team members company. So it's like, for me, it's a sweet spot. The team is big enough to run all those things on its own, like marketing, sales, to some extent, it's still founder-led sales, integrations, customer success, and product building. But at the same time, it's not big enough, so I don't know who is everyone and what everyone is doing. And before we go into the AI thing, one thing I really want to share with your audience of small business owners, my almost first hire in the new company was a person with the role of like head of operations. Sometimes people call it chief of staff or some other names. But it's not about the name. It's about, you know, as a business owner, you have somebody responsible for sales, somebody responsible for like production or product or something, somebody responsible for logistics if you're an e-commerce business. But everything else is always your personal problem. If you don't have a person for that, that's your problem. Mm. And when you're growing fast, you have more and more this other category problem. And that becomes overwhelming, and that's what generates a lot of stress at least for me and a lot of my friends. I saw it again and again when people even don't want to scale further because they don't want to have problems from their business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like hiring the chief of staff or head of operations or something like this at the earliest possible moment is a nice solution to that. And like you talk to that person and say like, okay, your role is to handle the other category stuff, things that nobody else in the company is handling. Mm. So I, as a owner, can focus on what's the most important right now, not what's the most distracting.
That's so good. That's so good. And you've talked about saving over 10,000 hours a year thanks to automation. So can you can you shift over that, but like more on how's that impacted your people side of the business, especially HR and team management?
Yeah, let me start to tell you a story about this whole AI operation thing. Earlier this year, I started vibe coding again and trying all this developer stuff with AI. I didn't do it for like 20 years since I was a student, but now with AI, I felt like it's much faster and easier to try things, to experiment, to build something. And also we are building AI products, so I have to be like deep into the trenches, like trying everything myself. And after a few months, I had this task, like basically I needed to visualize our product vision and our creative pitch deck for the next round of investments. And like, I realized I don't want to do it like manually, like in Google Slides or something, but also I don't want to do it with ChatGPT, because to for it to do any kind of like relevant suggestions and structure and everything, it has to know a lot about me, my company, what we've done so far, where we're going next. So I just opened Cursor. It's a thing for developers to write code with AI.
Mm-hmm.
And started talking to it for like 10 minutes, then 20 minutes, then 30 minutes, just describing everything I want my AI agent to know about the company, and asked it to like just save it to a file. Like, this is our company history. This is what we've built so far. This is what we're going to build. This is how I formulate my vision right now. And by the way, like, this is a folder with our competitors and analysis, what's they are doing. And by the way, I just ask it, like, go analyze this competitor using our process and save it to this file. So after a week or two working like that, I saved enough information about everything I'm doing there in files in Cursor. And it started to answer like really smart things and suggestions, like how to... It can like create like 10 versions of product blurb or vision description, like how to frame it, because it knows all the context. So the next thing, I just started showing it to my team and say like, hey, if you're still using ChatGPT, you probably should try this because it's so much better. And also, by the way, I have so much information already saved there. So if you're like doing a new product page for our website, or I know, a social media post or an email to our potential customer, you can actually reuse everything I saved there about the company, the product and everything. And from there, it starts expanding to multiple team members and whole teams, and eventually to everyone. So now we have all information about our like sales deals and its history and meeting transcripts and emails, all information about our current clients and emails and Slack messages and tasks from the task manager and like their special requests and what we built for them. All information about our product and the knowledge base and the code and everything. And anyone on the team can ask like, hey, what's going on with that customer? Are they happy or not? What exactly they are not happy about? What does it match with? Do we have it on the product roadmap? And like, yeah, just analyze everything and tell me what's going on. Or another example, I would like imagine we have a new team member. Like, the first onboarding call is to set up this Cursor thing for them and get them access to this company context. So whatever questions they have, of course they can ask like their team lead or someone, but like 90% of questions can be answered with Cursor because this agent has access to all of our company knowledge. And what we saw is that, like, first of all, we have like twice less non-important messages between team members in Slack, because like all information questions you can ask AI agent, and it's much faster than like distracting you to your colleague from something. Team leaders who were like the most overloaded because they have to like attend every internal meetings and some client meetings and some product meetings and like, you know, how that goes with meetings. Now they can have twice less internal meetings for things where they just have to be like in the loop, because they can ask their agents to go analyze everything regarding like that project or initiative or process or something. And like, get relevant answers about that. So they can jump where they actually need it, not where they like just think they are needed to get information. And yeah, I'll stop here. I see you have a question.
No, my brain is like spinning because I'm already thinking of me and my internal team and our processes and how we do things. And I would say that most companies struggle with knowledge loss and constant retraining. And so this just pretty much solves that. Like, you've got a company brain that is always acquiring information and sitting in on every meeting, and it can solve it in a way that traditional HR systems don't, or traditional, you know, operating systems. It doesn't just have to do with HR. It's just like, you know, in your daily team's operation. Can you maybe tell us a story or share an example of where AI helped identify or solve like a human team issue? Maybe it was like workload, role clarity, team dynamics, like how, because you guys are probably in and fully integrated into a system like this. But for me, I'm like, I know that we're still the team that gets bogged down by the email of like, hey, what is this? And can you tell me that? And I just had a meeting with my team yesterday about what our system would look like as we scale beyond what we have currently and how we're going to automate some of the things that we talked about. And you're just talking and everything in my head is going bing, bing, bing. So yeah, I'm sure you've got some stories in there.
Okay. Things that blew my mind. And it's like actual recent examples. And this client, potential client, they asked what, like they say, like, hey, we like your product, but we had this experience with your competitor and it was not very good. So I'm not sure if we actually want any kind of analytics or AI agent for our marketing, like, because like it didn't work last time. And I asked my agent, Cursor, like, hey, go read all of our meeting transcripts, everything they said, everything, all the information we know about them. Go read everything we know about this competitor and draft an email with highlighting how it will be different specifically for them, not in general, not like a sales battle card or something, but what their experience will be different and how we're going to give them a better result. And it took like 5 minutes. 3 minutes for the first iteration. I read it and let's make it shorter and highlight this, this, and this because I know what you want. That's example number one. That would take hours before and multiple team members involved to draft that in a really good way. Another example. So we spent actually like a few months collecting all this information into the Cursor, from the first idea to actual implementation. But once that was done, like maybe a couple of weeks ago, my head of customer success came to me and they're like, I want to show you something. So now that we have all this information here, I've spent Friday, like 6 hours working and made this full in-depth analysis of state of every of our clients and everything that's going on there and the sentiment analysis and problems and bottlenecks and the key requirements. And this is how it looks like. Like we have this, this, and this, and it's great. And we have this, this, and this, and this issue, and I'm going to solve it. So I don't know how to explain the impact of this thing. It's a non-technical person building an AI agent in 6 hours that does the most intelligent and intense work of part of their job to analyze what's going on around of dozens of active clients with all lots of communications and everything. Like before that, you would have to attend all those meetings, set up mm-hmm. the structure with team leads and somebody who physically can attend all the meetings and all the communication and so on. Or you had to agree to lower standards of service because like whatever, we have 10 hours per client and that's it. And now like it was impossible to imagine. And the only thing that was required is to collect the data, to put it in the right place and show like examples, like this is what's possible. Now, like go try things yourself. And it's very gradual, like non-technical person doing the crazy, intense, intelligent stuff that was not even possible before. And it took them like one day, like 6 hours of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am getting that translated to me because in our daily operation that we're in that kind of work, right, with fractional services, we're in with companies. And so even just talking and sitting in meetings and understanding what everybody's task is and managing that piece of it is so cumbersome and can really weigh down a team. So let alone analyze it, cross it with all of your accounts, let alone one account, you know, and everything that you're doing for the one, and then managing at a high level what you can do as a company to push everything forward for them and for you. And so I think that you did a really good job of, you know, you might not feel like you were explaining it, but I think that if you're listening and you have been managing a business or even a team for any number of time, like that is actually very, very significant, because we can throw 6 hours away on, I don't know, formatting a something, you know what I mean? Like doing something that you just get sucked into doing and you're like, oh my gosh, so much time. I don't have time for this. Why did I just do all that? So before we wrap though, we always end with the same question for every guest. In your experience, what does it really take to be a business owner and sit in that seat, make those kind of decisions?
I think I still want to think, like, the most important thing is to accept and feel that ultimate responsibility for everything your company does. And at the same time, sometimes like letting it go a little, delegating, like accepting that the world is not perfect. Anything is not perfect. So like you have to kind of live with some messiness of the real world, but still taking that responsibility and making those next steps, building team, building processes, building product, building your business to make this world better, to make things around you better. And like, that's the ultimate things for me, like having those piles at the same time.
Very well said. I think it was definitely worth the process, because I think that those two things working together with each other really create a successful business owner and somebody who can lead a team. So, Seva, this was one of those conversations that make you pause and rethink how much energy we waste trying to do everything the hard way, especially when it comes to growing teams. And you showed us that AI isn't just a buzzword. It's something that, when used right, you can make it feel a lot more human. I mean, these are just resources or tools within technology that help us do our jobs better, right? So if somebody's listening today and they are like, I need to get a hold of this guy. We need to put these things into our place and our business. How can they find you, your company?
So I run LinkedIn, and there are a bunch of posts about like our setup, and you can actually download template to start doing the same thing for your business. I run Seva Ustinov there on LinkedIn. Same thing with Twitter or X. It's not very active right now, but I'm going to post more things there. And also, like, I shared the story about AI agents and AI operating system in general for any company, like a generic solution. But specifically, I'm interested in talking to people who run performance marketing and ads on hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, because this is who we're building our agents for as a product.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of that guy, I think we have something interesting to show you.
Yeah, definitely. And they can find you at leanalytics.com. Is that your
website? Yeah, of course. The main domain is leanalytics.com. So basically, company name, personal name, just Google it and you'll find it.
Awesome. Yeah. And we'll put all that in our show notes as well, so they can just click on that. But that is a wrap for this episode of Business Owners Tell All. We are talking about what it takes. And if this sparked ideas for how you run your business or gave you that nudge to try something new, please share it with another founder. And as always, thank you so much for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Seeker Solution. Are you a business owner feeling overwhelmed? We can help. Head over to seekersolution.com to schedule a call today. Would you or someone you know like to be featured on this podcast? Our applications are now open. Apply today at seekersolution.com and click on the podcast link to get started.